Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. People talk about the show. They say, oh, you got to hear this thing at 5 o'clock that they do. We're going to do it right now.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So sometimes in sports and in life, you declare things dead too early. You know, things dead.
Yep.
But it makes its revival. Mm-hmm. And you get a little premature in calling something dead.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I have a new number one that we need to discuss. Because
have we ever done this before?
No.
Okay.
Because it might be back.
So it's the first number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top five things we might have declared too early. Number five is winter is over. 35 degrees when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, make up your mind, Mother Nature. You can't be doing that. It's too cold. First off, it's baseball season. When baseball season's here, I assume it's warm out. I wasn't ready to put the coat on this morning. Have that. Winter, not over.
Well, what they say.
That's fair.
In like a lamb, out like a lion, right?
Who says that?
Isn't that what they say about winter?
I have no idea.
I think that's
what they
say
about
winter.
I didn't know you were such a winter guy.
I'm not a winter guy. I think 29 on Wednesday, low of 29 overnight.
Yeah. That's a joke.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The heat is all for good.
No, I told my family the same
really?
Thing.
Really?
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be having the heat on in April.
Yeah, I mean, Walker came in our room this morning like 5:45 because I think he was too cold. Don't care.
Don't freeze the kids out, though.
See, I don't mind the heat so much because we have, when I had electric heat, I was like, no, because electric heat's expensive.
The gas heat, not quite as bad. Were you the first house in your block to have electric heat back in the day?
I see what you're doing. Electric heat isn't like some hoity-toity thing, man.
Right.
Sounds like it.
It's more expensive. It's whatever.
Born on third base, Spike. All
yeah.
Right.
But I am that way about turning on the air. Because we had it when they inspected our house, they wanted to see if the air conditioner worked.
Yeah.
And they had to wait till a warm day so it would work. And I walked into the home and they left it on. It was like last weekend or whatever when it was 80 degrees. I walked into the house and I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I went upstairs immediately and turned it off. Can't get there yet.
Not at all. The fourth thing that we might have declared dead too early is snack of the night. I know we made fun of John Johnson for his obsession with peanuts.
Yeah.
But this week, it's exotic fruit week.
Exotic fruit.
His first fruit, very exotic, grapes.
Huh? Grapes are not an exotic fruit.
Not at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are grapes exotic?
There's nothing exotic about the grapes.
It's not just fruit week. It's exotic fruit week.
Exotic fruit week, yeah.
Grapes.
I would love to know what's exotic about the grape.
Have you ever had those grapes that smell like cotton candy? The cotton candy grapes?
No.
No.
They're grapes. They smell like cotton candy.
Are they good for you?
I have no idea. Well, they're not something you would eat because they must be like bioengineered or something.
Yeah, listen, processed food, yeah.
Why would I want to eat a grape that smells like cotton candy?
I don't know. I don't buy them. It's just the first time I had it, I smelled it. I was like, holy cow, these grapes smell like cotton candy.
That was the green grape or purple grape?
It's a white grape.
Dude, it's green.
No, it's a green grape.
Well, I know it's called white grape.
Green, but it's a white grape.
What? Again. There's nothing white about it besides, I guess, maybe the inside.
Listen, I don't make the rules up, man. I'm just saying. When they go there, I don't see green grapes. It says white grapes.
Even though it's green.
Yes. It says white grapes?
Yes. No, he's right. He's right. Yes. Yeah, 100%.
That's ridiculous. They're green.
Know. It's like people with orange hair. They say it's red hair. It's orange.
Well, that's actually not
it's
a bad
not
point.
The same.
It
not
is the same. Well, how is it not the same? It's green. They're not going to be white grapes.
No, because you can actually have orange hair or red hair.
I know, but there's orange hair, like the pure orange, right? Not colored.
Right.
Huh. He's saying like redheads actually have orange hair.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really called white grapes?
Yeah.
We got a campaign to get this.
Like white wine. Because the grapes are green.
Well, because the juice is white.
White.
Which is why they call it white grapes.
White grapes.
Even though they're green on the outside. 215.
What? I don't like this at all.
Yeah, it's bad.
We have to do something
By the
about
way,
it.
Those are the best grapes.
I would agree
I don't actually
with you.
Like grapes.
Can we actually, while we're talking about grapes, you go to the supermarket and there's seeded grapes or seedless. Yeah. What lunatic wants seeds in their grape?
Well, that's why they're an exotic fruit.
Who's buying grapes with seeds in them?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's terrible. There's a little crunchy thing in the middle. It's disgusting. Right? Yeah, who wants seeded grapes?
No one wants grapes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The third thing we might have declared dead too early is Spike's back. Hey, listen, all last week, man, my back. I can't even focus. I'm so mad. I'm so irritable. You slept on the freaking floor at a kennel.
Dude, let me tell you how frightened I was about that. I was frightened of sleeping in the floor of the kennel. Got the dog bed company that advertised on the podcast to send the dog beds there so everyone could have them, really just so I could have one.
How's your back doing?
It's no worse than it was on Saturday.
Okay.
I still got the patch going on. Still brought the stim for the back, but sleeping on the dog bed or whatever in the kennel, it did not make it worse, which to me was a win. Yeah. I was scared the whole time. They had puppy yoga for an hour that day. Yeah.
Like the dogs are doing yoga?
No, everybody does yoga, and they sent a bunch of puppies in there.
Oh.
And the yoga instructor was like,
why? Goat yoga, where you do yoga and goats stand on you?
Yes, yeah. Except there were puppies running around, pooping and peeing all over the place. Everybody loved it.
Sounds relaxing.
But the yoga teacher was like, you don't seem that into the yoga. And I said, I have a bad back.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Still milking it.
Yep. It's good to see you here today.
Yep.
Yep. It's good to see you here.
Look, I don't need that sarcasm out of you. The back was bad.
Okay, good. The second thing that we might have declared dead too early is Ikey best shape of his life season. I was told 4-1, it's going to be a brand new Ike. He's going to be working out all the time.
Yeah,
I haven't seen much change at all.
Well, that's for you to answer, Ike.
He walked,
he's right.
He walked on the golf course once.
That's 2 weeks in a row, man. No, that's 2 weeks in a row, bro.
How are you doing? Were you going to change what you were eating at all, or was it just exercise?
Changed the eating diet a little
bit. Okay, all right.
Changed. Exercise, I'm trying to get to it.
Well, you do the morning walk, don't you? Or do you not do that?
No, that's just when I'm out of town.
Oh, you should do it in regular life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go say hi to the neighbors.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Oh. I like my morning walk.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, all the crossing guards know me.
I could walk around my development.
Yeah, it's nice. Get out there for a half hour.
Yeah, I see a lot of people doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wave at them.
But the number one thing we might have declared dead too early is the Rizzler, Big Justice, and AJ being dead.
Oh, really?
You hear the new song, the song of the summer, many are saying?
There's a new song.
Yeah, listen to this.
Was that a cousin?
It's the song of the year. Always gonna boom, 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 boom. Never gonna doom, doom, doom. Ohio.
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising. Always gonna boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Never gonna doom, doom, doom. Ohio.
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising.
Oh.
Isn't rizzing something, though? Isn't that a term for something?
Yeah, it's like if you have rizz, you have like, you can, you're good talking to girls.
You have aura.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
And as Kate and Ala broke down, it's short for charisma.
Yes. There you go.
That's what I was looking for right there.
Yes.
The old folks version.
That's exactly right.
That's a good song. So I hate that I'm going to say this. And I hope he's not listening. But the whole problem in that whole, the person that's cooked is Big Justice.
Yeah.
The kid. Because Rizzler.
He's not the cute kid anymore.
Well, because Rizzler took the kid energy.
Right.
And AJ, we still need, is the big goofy dad or whatever. You know, professional wrestler, your brains behind the operation. The kid we don't need, I'm sorry, Big Justice, is you.
I got Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I got fresh chicken bags.
And he's singing auto-tune.
Yes.
So they thought it was an earthquake.
I've got Pokemon cards. Kid, you're like 15 at this point, you know? And.
Also, he doesn't hit baseballs hard.
No, he's got a very slow swing, you know?
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
No, it's not great.
No.
But they're back.
Yeah, that's a great tune. That's
well,
a great tune.
Well, I don't get where the... Now, maybe I'm not up on my Big Justice and AJ and Riz, but why Ohio?
Yeah, I don't know. They live in Florida. And they're from
New York.
Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey, whatever.
Long Island, Jersey, whatever.
Maybe Ohio just because it rhymed.
It's a great state.
Is the Rizzler from Ohio? In the same area.
I think Rizzler's from, he's at Mets games. He's in the Mets game like yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that all right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron? Aaron.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
What up, eh?
Yo, what's going on? Yeah, I'm in the mountains somewhere. But very quick, Spike. What would possess you to try to pick up?
Oh. We going to give him another chance or no?
Oh, he says he's in the mountains. He might just lose him.
Yeah. Is he camping? Aaron doesn't seem like a camper.
He drives a truck.
Oh, right.
We got a lot of truck drivers. Where's Jerry?
Yeah, that's a lot.
We haven't heard from Jerry in a while.
Maybe his ex-wife killed him.
Hey, that's not funny.
Well, it's coming in.
The fact they were living together.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Well, that was weird, but, you know, saying that maybe he was killed by her.
It seemed like an episode I watched on Dateline.
What, like that sort of situation?
Yeah.
This couple that was divorced lived together. The guy was still trying to get with her, and she finally, you know, got sick of it.
Caught her hun.
Yeah. All right, let's try Aaron again. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
You got me?
Yes.
We got you.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Spike, what would possess you to try to pick up a wet vac?
Shop vac.
14 gallons water.
Because, all right, two things. First of all, I was frustrated that there was water in the basement. It was driving me crazy. And second of all, I knew it was going to be heavy, but I didn't calculate how heavy 14 gallons of water would be. And it's 116 pounds, and it's way too heavy to pick up. So I was being stupid. I was being irrational. I got very frustrated. You know, we buy the house, there's water in the basement, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. So it was stupid.
Nah, understood. Because I like, somehow, Spike trying to pick up water, and then, like, and then, of course, Jack got to be Jack. He didn't know water was heavy. Like, Jack, he's like, you got to love him.
I didn't know it was that heavy.
No, Jack didn't know water was heavy at all.
Oh.
Well, a lot of water can be heavy.
Well, a gallon of milk is heavy.
For
like,
you.
If you carry a gallon of milk.
Nah, it should be heavy if somebody does 250 push-ups a day.
Well,
yeah,
look,
you think you'd be, yeah.
They're not pull-ups.
And Spike, we know that's not true.
Of course it's true.
No, it's not, of course.
It's not.
Why would I lie about it? I brought it up casually. I wasn't like a boast or something.
No, not lying. It may be like 155-ish.
No.
250 push-ups is a lot of push-ups.
I know. They're not in a row.
Before you go to work or in the day?
No, before I go to work. It's like,
it
is spread out over, I would say, an hour and 20 minutes. Every 15 minutes or so, I drop down and do 50 on my walk.
I believe you.
Listen, all right, thank you.
I'm going to go back and listen. Before I get into, because I'm going to get to the topic right quick.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to say about the Phillies. All right, Spike, are you ready to let it go? Kyle Schwarber is the leadoff hitter.
No.
He is the most important bat in that lineup.
Great. So put him in a cleanup. He's not the best hitter on the lineup, and it's more important.
I didn't say the best. I said the most important.
Okay. Well, you want the best hitters to get the most at bats, and Trey Turner is a better hitter than Kyle Schwarber. And I would say, last thing, it is more important to make sure that Trey Turner is. I have confidence that Kyle Schwarber can do what he can do at cleanup. He's going to do what he does wherever we put him. If we can get Trey Turner to be the Trey Turner that he was before he got here, it changes the entire complexion of the lineup. And I just think if you have Trey at two or three, he's not going to be in the mindset that he was in. So I look, if it takes giving Schwarber an extension so we don't have to put him at leadoff anymore, do that. But I want the guy setting the table at the top of the lineup.
I don't know if he has the ability to set the table. He swings at the first pitch out of the zone all the time with that one-handed swing, and you know it's in the dirt. He has no batter's eye to save his life. He has no batter's eye.
We've seen a bad Trey Turner has let off plenty in his career. His most successful years, I think, were probably leading off. Like, Trey Turner is actually the one hitting out of position here, not hitting leadoff. He's What's that?
Sorry. No. Dak said it 2 years ago that he's a streaky hitter. He has hot months and cold months. And Dak called him a top 10 player in baseball. When was he ever a top 10 player in baseball to be that streaky? I just don't like the guy. Maybe I'm speaking with bias. I just don't like Trey Turner. I just don't think he's that good.
Well, that's a different issue than whether you think he should hit the leadoff or not. I don't think Trey Turner's probably never going to be the hitter that we thought that he was before he got here, but he can certainly be better.
That's not a good start to the year. I don't think he's been their problem.
No, I think he's been fine, and I think he has been more patient than we've seen him last year. Yeah.
And right quick, you had your little off my lawn thing about the torpedo bats. It's come and gone. But you know what I used to say to myself back in the day? I was like, why aren't people emulating Barry Bonds' maple bat? Like, he had a shorter bat with a to my eye, a thicker, and before, don't mention.
Mm. Ooh, a thicker.
Thicker barrel. Come on.
Pause. A thicker barrel on the bat.
Yep.
On the bat. He had a thicker barrel on the bat, and it was a maple bat. And I was like, why aren't more people emulating that style of bat?
Yeah, and he ain't mind choking it. I mean, choking up on it.
Whoa.
Yeah, come on. He's
whacking that thing.
But, yeah, like, if he's like, I'm like.
Well, I think they tried to emulate something else Barry Bonds was doing to hit home runs.
Well, and I said, leave the PED stuff alone. Like, we ain't got to get to that. But, keep the torpedo bat. Like, keep it in baseball. Because I be sending this to Jack all the time. We need to go back to that type of baseball. This baseball is boring. I want to see 35 home runs by 5 different hitters in the lineup. I want to see 80 RBIs by the break.
Well, not in this city. This city wants guys hitting behind the runners, getting
bunts
down.
This city wants small
sack
ball, man.
We're not going to get players busting out their uniforms no more. Because, like, Aaron Judge is one player that busts out a uniform, and Juan Soto sometimes. But, like you look at the Phillies lineup, they look like average men. Like, I seen Bryce Harper in person. He's not a huge guy. And he's a home run threat. He's not a home run hitter. Kyle Schwarber's a home run hitter. Like, I want that style of baseball back. Legitimate home run hitter. 35 at the break, 85 RBIs at the break. Bring that style of baseball back. It's exciting. Because, and you know another thing? Why don't people still Shohei Ohtani, like, you know that Japanese style of swing? Oh, mm-hmm. What people do? It works for Shohei. Like, he's hitting 50 home runs, and he's listed as the same size as Bryce Harper, who can't even hit 40. You know what I'm saying? So why are more people emulating that style of swing? I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah.
I don't have the answers for
you. Yeah, neither.
And I thought Rob Manfred, had a good – somehow Rob Manfred's become the best commissioner in sports or one of them. I think that things they've done in baseball the last, you know, three, four years have made a huge difference. I thought he had a good response to the torpedo bat thing. His response was – look at all the conversation it caused. And it's so hard for baseball. It's been so hard for baseball to cut through and become the lead story in sports. It's not a national sport anymore. It's a local sport. But the I would say the biggest story in sports for 2 days at least was the torpedo bats. And his thing was, it's not a big deal. The bats are legal. And also, look at this great conversation.
That's all he cares about.
Yep. And
because, like, Shohei's Japanese and Mike Trout never wanted to be the face and Bryce Harper can't win. Like, no offense, Jack, but like, it is what it is.
Can't win what?
We're not going to get into it.
Well, the Nationals won the World Series as soon as he left.
I know, he's a loser,
yeah.
Even, you don't have to win to be the best player in baseball, but he's not the top seven player in baseball anymore. But,
no.
Right quick. Spike won't remember this. When he used to talk overnight, talking about basketball, just randomly overnight. I said one time, he was talking about one-on-one basketball. I said one time, I was like, you know what? At players in the NBA right now, I think Carmelo Anthony could challenge Michael Jordan to a one-on-one. And y'all have revived his career to a damn rookie of the year. Are you serious? That's what Carmelo Anthony's career has become. He didn't win rookie of the year.
No, we wanted to point out he should have won it over LeBron.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, who won rookie of the year last year? Matter of fact, who was the top two? You're a basketball guy, Spike. Who was the top two picks in the draft this year?
Zach Risacher was the top pick. And the second pick, Risacher, he's on Atlanta. He's good.
My point is exactly.
Wait, but your point was I don't know, and I knew the answer, and I don't understand.
He's trying to say no one cares about the rookie of the year is what he's
saying.
Oh,
well, that's not true.
Michael Carl Williams won, right? He won it, right?
He did. Yep. He did.
Yeah, like, well, who won the
that's a better argument right there. It's basically saying whoever won it doesn't matter.
Who's going to win the Castle? Ryan Castle, whatever his name is, going to win it.
Yeah. Like, who cares about the rookie of, like, it's a fake award.
You know, that's our daily jab.
Yeah,
at the king.
The king, who I'm sure cared about. I'm sure all his career is littered with fake accomplishments. Most points, even though I'm not a scorer.
Well, I didn't even know because, like, I had to change my job schedule. So I haven't listened to the beginning of the show yet. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. And that's the first thing Jack mentioned to me. Like, because I hear all the damn time about Carmelo. He said, won rookie of the year. Like, who cares if he won rookie of the year or not?
And they were talking about LeBron, and no mention of him dragging that garbage team to the finals. It's like, yeah, LeBron made the finals and took down all these great teams, but no respect. It's ridiculous.
We know how it goes, but when you don't have the
haters, weak East.
It's not fun.
I tell you what, he better hope Steph don't win a title this year.
Yeah, because then he moves ahead of him. He moves ahead of him easy.
He just had the same amount of points as Bronny. Three. He had 3 points in 33 minutes.
I don't care about none of that. I don't care about that.
LeBron is the greatest compiler of all time. Him and Karl Malone. They compile stats. The Harold Baines of basketball.
The stats may be true, but he's top six in terms of scoring average per game. Let's see if Luka stays where he at and Embiid stays where he at because Embiid may never play another game.
I don't care about Luka.
No,
all I know is that if Steph wins a title this year, he's above LeBron all time.
I won't argue that.
I won't argue that.
If people want to say Steph, because it's not a fun argument. I'd rather have the, you know, Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan, LeBron. It's more of a fair argument. We can really have a conversation about this. Steph ain't really a conversation. I'll just let it go.
It's just a troll job.
But shout out to Ovechkin.
Steph changed. Yeah, shout out to OV. He broke the record last night. How about that?
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Like, I don't care.
And Wayne Gretzky, we know he's the greatest, but we know hockey assists. That's true. Yeah. Like, hum to hum and you get the assist. Yeah, come on now. Like, those aren't real assists. But shout out to Wayne Gretzky, too.
All right. There he goes.
He got everything here.
Yeah, Aaron and Mount Airy.
By the way, in modern slang,
yes,
Ohio is used as a put down, meaning something is lame, weird, cringe, or undesirable.
Oh,
really?
No!
Often used in a similar way to cringe or lame, because it's apparently the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Wow.
I live in New Jersey.
Well, yeah, but you're from Ohio.
Well, Corey's from Kentucky.
Yes. All right. Text line coming up.
That's used as a put down.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final count here. Does this Phillies team feel different? 51.6% say yes. But 50-50. People pretty split there.
Does it just feel good?
All right. What was that from?
Yeah, I
don't know.
Oh, you just have it.
Yeah, I
have it in the chamber
it,
there. Do you have Ovechkin breaking the scoring record, Jack? Jackie Baseball? No.
1 second.
No.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So a record I didn't think would ever be broken was Gretzky's scoring record. Alex Ovechkin does it in almost the exact same number of games.
I think the exact same number of games.
Which is absolutely incredible. And Gretzky shows up for the game where he tied it and the game where he beat it. Here's what it sounded like when Ovechkin scored the goal.
Try to force it to him if he's open. Here is Ovechkin. Shoots! He scores! He scores! Number 895!
The amazing thing there, that was at an Islanders game.
Shout out to those New York Islander fans.
I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the road and to celebrate the opponent that way.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool of them.
Now, it is really neat to see, and this is the Gen Xer in me just wanting to talk about Gretzky a little bit, mm-hmm. but when you look and you see they have the same number of goals and Gretzky is like 1,100 more points because of the assist, really puts the Gretzky part of it into context. But I give Gretzky Obi. a lot of credit for, you know, he said that...
Taking a part in it and yes. celebrating, unlike that hater, Eric Dickerson.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. It completely different. Gretzky said that when he broke the record, Gordie Howe was there to celebrate with him, and mm-hmm. Gretzky was there. It's amazing. You look at the picture of them together. Ovechkin and Gretzky look like they're the same age. Ovechkin,
that's true.
Ovechkin looks like he's 100 years old, actually. but a cool moment to hear the Islanders fans go off like that.
Yeah, and, you know, being a sports fan, you only get so many like historical moments that you can say you witnessed, even though you weren't actually there at the game to witness it, to be able to see it on television and have that in your sort of sports lexicon. Hockey fans, I imagine hockey fans feel pretty good about this. You know, Wayne Gretzky is like Michael Jordan in hockey.
Yes.
Right? You can't touch Wayne Gretzky.
Nope.
And he's still the great one. He's still the great one. Just because this record happened, was broken, it doesn't change anything about Wayne Gretzky.
No.
He's still the greatest ever. But to see the sport being celebrated, you know, looking at the shows this morning, hearing everybody talk about it, it reminds everybody how great Gretzky was.
Yep.
Because you're talking about him while you're talking about this record that Ovechkin wound up breaking, which... I caught Ovechkin, I caught on to his career, I would say maybe the last 10 years. So I'm looking at the highlights of him in his younger days, man. I'm like, I don't even remember.
Yeah, he's been playing for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Were they all with the Capitals? I think they were all with the Capitals.
Yep.
So I don't even remember seeing a lot of Capital games or highlights, but it wasn't until he and Sidney became like the biggest players in the sport that I really even started paying attention to Ovechkin.
Yeah, awesome player. And
I always say, you know, they were like the LeBron-Kobe argument, mm-hmm. Ovechkin and Sidney. Yeah, I would go. I know Sidney has the cups.
Yep.
But I like Ovechkin better.
Yeah, well, better you look player. At him, you know, no teeth or whatever is that whole thing. And the other thing that has helped this is the NHL. The NHL's on ESPN now, mm-hmm. right? They have a deal with ESPN, and it shows...
And they didn't have it for a few years. They went away from it.
They didn't. They didn't for a while. Yeah. And honestly, I know it sounds crazy, but being front and center on the website, being front and center in what they talk about all day long, it really does matter. Yeah, absolutely.
Having that machine behind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the machine behind you. We all grew up. We grew up on Barry Melrose with the suits. And,
yes.
And who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Don.
Oh, Don Lemon. Cherry.
No,
Don, not Don Lemon. Don Cherry.
Get over there, Spike, on this side of things.
Yeah, sorry.
Don Cherry, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, not a big Don Lemon. I'm just thinking another fruit.
You think he went by Don Lemon after seeing Don Cherry's success?
Yeah. The whole white grape thing
right.
got me all messed up. Now I don't know the difference between a lemon and a cherry.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Yes. So, mm-hmm. so congratulations to Alex Ovechkin.
And one day we'll have hockey back in this town.
Yes, one day, hopefully.
Looks fun.
Now, you know, when Alex Ovechkin went home after breaking the all-time goal record, there's some loving waiting for him at home.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yo, Ovi on the way home pops Blue Chew. He'll be ready to go, you know?
I saw wifey on the ice.
Yeah?
I saw her.
Yeah?
Well, no. Yeah, she was on ice, yes.
Yes.
And I saw her in the box.
Yeah.
She had on the red and black last night.
Whoa.
Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was.
Look, If you're heading home after scoring the all-time goal record.
Yeah, what about doing a radio show?
Yeah, and she, look, you head home from the radio show?
Yeah.
She's like, wow, that was particularly funny today. Wink, wink. You know, you drive home, maybe when you're 20 minutes from home, you pop a Blue Chew. It's easy because it's chewable instead of a pill that you have to swallow. Difficult, you know. Mm. It is, what are you laughing
That's
about?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's all. I just does that the entire read. You can walk through the door, give this noise.
Yeah,
you know it's showtime.
Yeah.
It is showtime. You know, Blue Chew, you just go to bluechew.com. It's all online. No weird doctor's appointments. No awkward waiting in line in the pharmacy. And Jack, I don't think you know this, but it is all shipped right here from the U.S. of A., made in the U.S. of A.
Yep.
So there's like hardly any delay.
Right.
And it's cheaper because it's all done here in the country.
So no tariffs?
No tariffs on the Blue Chew, I don't think, because it's all done here in the U.S. Course, I can't believe you were waiting all show for that, for the terror thing, weren't you, Jack?
Yep. Trying to figure out what he could fit in there.
Yep. So, well, you could use that right there, too.
Yeah, so, now we're cooking.
It's called a big dose a day.
So, I'm going to focus this. What you want to do is go to bluechew.com. I want you to try it. Well, she wants you to try it, too. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin, but it's chewable. You don't have, like I said, no doctor's appointment, no pharmacy. You meet with one of their medical providers online. They figure out what the right, you know, mixture is for you, and then they send it to you. It comes in the mail in a discreet
package.
What kind of package?
A hard package.
Hard package.
H-A-R-D.
And here is
You're
the best.
You're live in there?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got a tariff thing in there, and I was out.
Yes, yeah. I know. You really crack yourself up. The first month of Blue Chew is going to be free. It's on us. Mm-hmm. We're taking care of the first month, me, Jack, and Ike.
There we go.
So all you have to do is use the code 94 at checkout. All you do is pay for the shipping. Jack didn't want to take care of the shipping, but it'll take care of the first month. The shipping's only like $5. You get the first month for free. Then it arrives in the mail. The Blue Chew does, and you can
chew it and do it.
That was one for the books. James in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Jack. I have some questions for y'all.
All right.
Jack, I want to ask you, how many leadoff home runs did Kyle Schwarber hit last year in the leadoff spot?
I think
it was 18?
14.
I think it was 15, but it might have been 14.
Okay.
Might have been 15.
Spike, I want to ask you a question, Spike. If Allen Iverson been doing his crossover the same way from high school to the pros and it wasn't a problem, how come it was a problem after he did it to Jordan? Because it should have been a problem before he did it to Jordan. He should have stopped it then.
His crossover? I don't understand your question.
His crossover dribble. Remember they banned it after he crossed Jordan over?
They banned his crossover dribble?
Yeah, his signature move after he crossed Jordan over on TV.
Bro, he carried that ball like that.
That was his rookie year. He carried the ball the rest of his career.
10 more years. He had no problem doing that.
Yeah, but they told him it was a carry only after he did it to Jordan.
Where are we going with this? I don't quite understand.
I was just asking.
Oh, okay.
Can I give y'all Eagles fun fact?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that the NFC East is the only division where every team has multiple Super Bowls?
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a
good
one.
Look it up. Every team in the NFC East has multiple Super Bowls, right? And about the Hard Knocks thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why you want? They already got their version of Hard Knocks for Unscripted. That's like basically the same thing.
Nah, nobody watches Unscripted.
I watch Unscripted.
Because the Eagles were on it. Everybody watches Hard Knocks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can I give you what was what was the question you asked about the 80s? The next question?
Give us something, a big, a person or a thing that was big in the 80s.
Pagers.
Pagers?
90s.
Beepers was Beepers was late 80s.
Now, they came out in the 80s, but I don't know if they were big in the entire decade.
They were big when I was in college in the 90s.
I bet you had the first one, didn't you?
Get out of here.
Can I give you something else that was big in the 80s?
Sure.
Easy.
How about boomboxes?
Now, there you go.
Yes, that's another one. You got anything else?
Radio Raheem.
Yes.
No, boy, boomboxes is good. I just want to say, man, y'all the hardest show to get on, man. Y'all got so many callers.
This is true.
But yeah. Y'all had me laughing, man, especially when y'all got Tornado Shapiro on there.
Yes, we are the hardest show, some would say.
Sponsored by Bluetooth.
Hey,
yes.
Ooh, boy. Yeah.
Who, I meant to ask y'all, who do you think is better, LeBron or Kobe? And let me ask
you this. Big question.
That's not even that difficult of a question there, James.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
5 seconds left.
Yeah.
You got Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, Melo. Shaq, Kobe, LeBron,
Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
And Shaq, Kobe, LeBron.
Markel Fultz.
Melo.
Steph.
And Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And you got to win the game.
Yeah.
Got 5 seconds left. Who taking the last shot?
Kobe.
What about Melo? Melo can shoot.
Yeah, you mean to tell me you won't? They all can shoot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, except for Shaq.
But you trust Kobe more.
Trust Kobe with my life.
I trust Kobe to get the shot. I think I would trust Steph if it was open.
You would trust Steph?
I don't want Steph trying to get
shooter,
the shot.
Yes.
But yeah, if the guy's open, give me Steph. You know?
But Steph can shoot it from the stand.
He can.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's what they say about him.
Yes, sir.
All right, James.
Okay, thanks.
All right, brother. It's quite a call.
It's a good debate.
James.
Yeah.
James, like,
new one.
Why did they outlaw the carry
they did.
In 1999? They did not. Not as far as I remember.
I thought he was going to bring that home with like a torpedo bat reference. Like,
nope.
If you got rid of AI's crossover.
No.
But it wasn't that.
No, there was nothing there.
There's no
there was nothing past that.
It's kind of like a Herb call.
But he did say our show is the best. So
he well, did. That's obvious.
Yeah. Jason in Swedesboro, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jason?
What's up, Jace?
Listen, I got to say this. Since I'm the younger generation, you guys are probably not going to agree with me. But LeBron's the greatest basketball player of all time.
No,
I'm
he's not.
Sorry.
And it's not even close.
How old are you?
I'm 22, and this
is so. All right. So here's the deal, Jason. Here's the problem. No, here's the problem, though.
Wait.
No. I promise I'll let you give your whole thing, but I want to tell you the problem. The problem is that if you didn't watch Jordan, it's very, very difficult because you kids just look at all the compiling numbers that LeBron did. You didn't watch. The difference between the two is when LeBron, at the end of games in the playoffs or even in playoff games, everybody against Michael Jordan knew they were dead. With LeBron,
well, not in the 90s. He's 1-9 in the 80s.
Jack, shut up. LeBron's fans are the ones that are nervous because they knew he wasn't going to make it. And that is the biggest difference, is that like one guy is a killer and one guy is not. And by the way, how many all defense teams did LeBron, like was LeBron, how many Defensive Player of the Year awards did he get?
With his field. You know he was getting his steals padded. You know he was getting his rebounds padded. You know he's getting.
No,
it's
just him. Because you watch watch YouTube videos by the LeBron sexual guys.
Point about LeBron, please. Let
okay.
me say my main thing about LeBron.
All right.
Listen, 5 years ago I would have said Michael Jordan. 3 years ago I would have said Michael Jordan. But listen, I've been alive 22 years, and I want you to do you know how many like how many months I was alive before LeBron James entered the league?
Who cares?
5 months. That
Who
man,
cares?
You know, that man has been one of the best.
Kurt Thomas played in the NBA for 18 years, too. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Let me ask you, how much HGH do you think LeBron has taken to make his career go on so long?
I'm not going to lie. I've said multiple times to my friend that he's probably taken plenty.
Of course he has.
It's like if Barry Bonds was using it.
Here's the thing, Jason. LeBron could play for another 10 years, average his fraudulent 27 points, every single one of them, and he still wouldn't be as good as Jordan. And that's what kills him, is that he could play for another 100 years, and everybody would know he's not as good as Jordan.
Yep.
Anyone who watched both players knows. There's two kinds
we
of...
We already know, Jason.
Yeah,
we know.
Jason, there's two kinds of people in this world that think LeBron is better than Jordan. One, the people that didn't watch Jordan, and the other are lying. Those are the only two people.
I'm not gonna argue about Jordan being one or whatever. That's personal preference. That's fine.
It's not.
Curry won't be better than LeBron if he wins another chip.
And sure, he will.
Steph, he'll be top five. No, he won't. He'll be top five, but he's not LeBron.
Who you think has had a greater impact on the game?
Oh, that's a really good question. Because Steph Curry revolutionizes the three-point.
Right. And for him to potentially end up with more titles than LeBron, not only more titles than LeBron, but also he's beaten LeBron for three of the titles, I believe.
In fewer years.
Yeah.
I completely agree that Steph has had more, you could say, like, success with, like, championships. And if it comes to, like, impact on the game, I would agree that Steph Curry's had more impact than LeBron just because Steph Curry's three-point shot revolutionized modern basketball,
okay,
like how you build teams. But I judge greatness a bit like more than impact. But impact's a big part of it. I'm not going to say it's not. That's why Steph is obviously going to be top five.
But the greatest thing LeBron has is longevity, endurance.
Yes, but the thing with the longevity is it's not just longevity. It's longevity at a high clip. It's longevity.
How high?
When you say at a high clip, I mean he won a championship in the bubble.
Fake.
Other than that.
Wait, real quick about the bubble before I go.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of an unpopular opinion that I get the bubble, like, it's like, it didn't have fans, so it's like, you know, Mickey Mouse ring, but it's also like, a lot of guys have said that was the most pure basketball they played.
Bro, they
don't care.
Bro, they had 3 months off.
3 months off.
Before the playoffs.
Yes.
And here's why you know it's fraudulent, Jason. Here's why you know it's fraudulent. Every other year that LeBron has been on the Lakers, they've either been a play-in team or missed the playoffs completely.
Yeah.
Or then this year, they got Luka. Oh my God, I can't believe they're going to be a four seed.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Jordan not in his, when he wasn't in the championship. He was also losing early in the playoffs. Like, that's such a bad comparison to me.
No, it's not a bad comparison.
LeBron's been to how many finals? 10?
He was the underman team in a lot of those.
Sorry, he went up against
underman.
He was underman. That 09 Cavs team sucked.
Dude, he lost twice on the Heat.
Kyrie got hurt.
He lost twice on the Heat.
The first, the Heat titles, I can't defend the Mavs one, okay? Get it.
What about the one the Spurs won?
It was the end of Tim Duncan's career, and LeBron punked out of one of the important games because he had cramps.
You have a back fake injury.
I wouldn't even say that out loud. I got cramps.
Other guy wrote the whole book.
Kevin did a great job. Kyrie got hurt. Delva Dova was the second best player.
All right.
God!
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Team Kevin!
Text line.
Spike every single day for the last 6 months. What great player is ever told by their coach to do less? Spike today. They were told to swing less and they're swinging less. This is the greatest team ever! Joe in Haverford.
Swinging less. The nice try from Team Jalen over there. What's that?
Jack's head exploding when Uncle Jamie said the Phillies' success is directly tied to the Eagles' success.
Jack's just looking at the future. At the parade, as everyone thanks the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, there you got BG in the hype video this year.
Yeah, raising the bar.
Good. Associated with a winner, man.
No, it's good. It's better than being associated. Never mind.
What's next?
Spike, your takes about the Phillies were great today. Psych! Nick in Delaware.
All right. Just right about Jordan Romano. Right about the Phillies. What's next?
Up next, I've scoured the internet again to find out why Bubby Brister said in his podcast that the color of Jalen's Gatorade at practice is all wrong. Spike, if the birds go on hard knocks.
Jack looks for the backup quarterbacks, and Bubby Brister was a starter for a good portion of his career. What's next?
Spike's completely impartial and subjective cooked meter. Alec Boehm, well done. Jordan Romano, extra crispy. Paul George, completely raw. Alex in Lancaster.
Romano battle.
Well, that's on brand for him to get the name wrong.
Yeah. What's next?
Only Herb, when confronted with mispronunciation issues, could respond by mispronouncing basic words. Mark in Modco.
Which word did he blow today?
Nah, he did a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. He sounded tired today.
Garibaldi, Garibaldi back.
He had a big weekend. He sent me a video, a photo of himself working security. What's that? Nice selfie photo.
And why are his panties in?
Aw.
Why is he wearing his boyfriend's oversized shirt? And why are his panties in such a high bunch? The dogs sleeping in the kennel with Spike.
Wow. Text line really came for me today.
That was a tough one, man.
Said Team Kevin one time.
What is coming on Fritz at 6, Jack?
What do you think? Yeah, I feel baseball.
Oh, you're doing Fritz at 6 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm actually doing it.
Okay.
And absolute grinder. And I'm doing leading off all week and final out, so yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
except for Thursday.
He's locked in.
I know. Thursday, we're having a big high hopes event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Maxie's on Temple's campus.
Oh, how about that?
I know TK must have lived there in college.
Maxie? Maxie's going to be there?
No, it's M-A-X-I apostrophe S. It's not Tyrese Maxie's.
Okay. No, I thought you said Maxie was going to be there.
No, the bar is called Maxie's.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Fritz at 6 is next. He's talking Phillies. Then TK. We love you so much for listening.
I did see some Sixers at the Phillies game this weekend.
Yes, and Bede was there with Quentin Grimes and Maxie.
Nice.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I think was Nurse there?
No. Well, no. I didn't see him in the picture.
Nurse doesn't like his players.
No. Embiid doesn't like Nurse. I don't know what Nurse thinks of Embiid. But TK is after Fritz at 6.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.